When Dr. Candu arrived in the village, he had a huge idea. He could make every home better than before. Standing in a cozy stone cottage, he pointed at a soft carpet on the floor. "I made this from sheep's wool," he said. "Imagine what we could do with a whole flock." Out by the village barn, a large flock of sheep grazed behind a wooden fence. A black sheep stood in the middle of the group, wedged between two white ones. Shearing them all by hand took so much energy. There had to be a way to manage the job without doing it all himself. What if a machine could do the shearing instead? Dr. Candu built a gentle machine that did the job. Now the sheep spent a short time in glass cages inside a warm barn while the machine gathered their wool. Lanterns glowed between each cage, keeping the animals calm. He was kind and swapped the sheep over so none stayed too long. Soon he had huge piles of wool in every color you could imagine. "Why not give a villager this job?" Jill said, standing with Dr. Candu on the village path near a wooden shed. "You could hire a shepherd to look after the wool." "That's a genius idea," Dr. Candu said. "We'll build a large wool shop on the edge of the village where a shepherd can run the whole thing." The orange sunrise crept above the ridge, and Dr. Candu was already at work. He stood at the edge of a flat patch of dirt, planning where each wall and beam would go. This hut would be giant, with huge shelves to store all the wool. When the wool shop was finished, a man passing by stepped inside and spotted the loom. He took up the job on the spot, becoming the new shepherd. He stood by his loom with a large pile of bright red wool around him and warm lantern light above. When Jill brought him a bundle of wool, he smiled. With a kind gesture, he handed her a shiny green gem in return. Later, Dr. Candu stopped by the wool shop to see how the shepherd was managing. Inside, fresh bundles arrived from the barn, and the shepherd added each one to a growing pile beside his loom. It felt like magic. Soon there would be enough wool to change every home in the village. Dr. Candu stood in a cozy cottage, smiling at the change all around him. Colorful paintings hung on the walls, and a soft carpet covered the floor. "Now I have huge stacks of wool left over," he said, looking out the window. "Enough to build a giant windmill. Think of what it could do." From somewhere outside, Jill called back, "Don't you ever take a holiday?"